Time now, 20 minutes past eight. Mosquitoes bite and spread disease. They also make an infuriating noise when you're trying to sleep and you can hear one. But that sound is a form of music. And two French sound artists have based a new work on the way that mosquitoes synchronise the movement of their wings to produce tones. It's currently been shown at Glasgow's Sonic Art Exhibition, Sonica, and Tom Bateman went to hear it.
I'm Robin Meyer, and I'm an artist.
I'm Ali Momeni. I'm a professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
We're in a very large, dark room here. In front of us, we've got three metal stands about a foot off the ground for you to put mosquitoes in.
We found this publication about mosquitoes tuning in to sounds they hear. Male mosquitoes tuning into the frequency of female mosquitoes in order to couple in flight. And that was very fascinating for us as musicians, and so we started experimenting with that.
Okay, so you're kind of teasing the boys a bit by making them think there are lady mosquitoes around.
We are, but what that led us to think was maybe we could create an experience for people to see this love song that the male or the female performs as they follow a ghost male or female that the machine's producing.
Let's walk over to a stand, and what kind of mosquito is it?
We'll use a regular small mosquito, a Culex mosquito. It's the regular kind who'll bite you during right. Your summer vacation. So the mosquito is tethered with a tiny little wire with a drop of beeswax on its end okay. To this contact microphone, which will pick up the vibrations of the mosquito to amplify them. So I'm going to put this guy onto the microphone here, though this is very delicate. At this point, the mosquito can easily fly away.
Okay. So just clamp it.
Yeah. Go ahead, close it.
Well, and it's just that tiny microphone on the end of the mosquito there that's picking up the sound as the wings are flapped. So we're about to hear the sound that's the stimulus, the artificial noise, and the mosquito will respond.
Yes, and this sound is actually the sound of a human singer singing a style of North Indian music called Drupad, but slowed down to the point where it's really just a very slowly shifting frequency. Once the mosquito tunes into a sound that it's being played, it'll try to match that pitch if it's close to its range. So here we are. Now we hear both the mosquito, which is the higher sounding pitch, and the stimulus, which is the lower sounding synthetic noise, and the stimulus is changing, and the mosquito, once it hears it, should try to tune.
So it is literally tuning itself to the sound.
I think it just did.
Now, obviously, what you've done here is you've got three opportunities to rig up these mosquitoes, so you can do more than one at one time.
Yeah, and they all three hear the same stimulus, so eventually the three mosquitoes are all in sync.
This is happening in the wild. What are they actually, what's been communicated here, if you like?
It's to couple in flight.
There is probably the slightest bit of evolutionary advantage if you fly in harmony and copulate midair without collision.
So it's sort of to prevent turbulence, if you like, in the air that will throw them out of flight.
Unwanted turbulence.
Are they particularly happy doing this? Because some people might say it looks a bit cruel, sort of sticking them on the end of a bit of wire.
It has happened before when we exhibited this piece the first time in the States. Someone came into the room and immediately said, "I started to pray for your soul since you're torturing these mosquitoes." And we just asked whether she had read the pamphlet that we give out, because the mosquitoes in our hands, actually, they live as long as they do out and about. It's about feeling a connection with animals. That's fundamentally what this piece is about, and especially an animal that we're so used to hating. The mosquito must be the global enemy. So in that way, to reach out to a mosquito and get close to them is a goal.
Oh, that is a... It doesn't
it's just
matter
annoying, isn't it?
What the context is, does it? That noise just makes you go... Bleh. Horrible, horrible. Anyway, that was Tom Bateman with that fascinating piece there. And you can hear or see the video of the mosquitoes in full song. Don't know whether there's a contradiction there somehow. A video in full song. Anyway, on the BBC News website, the time is now 8:25. And here's Rob in full song.